you were living together at your parents'.
Yes.
A couple who can't settle down.
And then where did you go?
We went to my brother's house.
And after your brother's house, where did you go?
We went to this guy's Jerry's house.
Or
she was too busy fighting with me, and we were getting kicked out of each place.
Are they wearing out their welcome?
We were living at my father's house for almost a year.
You picked him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jeremy Bloom is suing his ex-girlfriend, 21-year-old Lindsay Anderson, for the value of a Volkswagen Jetta she wrecked.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 73 on the calendar, the matter of Bloom versus Anderson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Bloom, the defendant is a former girlfriend of yours. You say she totaled your car. You want to be compensated. Miss Anderson, while she does not deny that she totaled your car, says that you forgave her. When did she total your car?
September 9th.
2011?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you living together at the time?
Yes, we were living at my parents' house at the time.
When did you stop living together?
I would say about 2 months ago now, almost.
Well, give me the month. March?
Yeah, March.
So from September 2011 to March 2012, you and the defendant lived together as a couple?
Yes.
Shared a home, shared a bed together?
I couldn't even do that, Your Honor. She was too busy fighting with me, and we were getting kicked out of each place, but yes.
Well, you were living... You said you were living together at your parents'.
Yes.
Until March?
No.
Well, until what month were you living at your parents'?
About a month after the wreck.
Okay, so from September to October you lived with your parents'.
Yes.
You shared a room there.
Yes.
And then where did you go?
We went to my brother's house.
And how long did you stay at your brother's house?
About a month or two.
And after your brother's house, where did you go?
We went to this guy's Jerry's house.
And after Jerry's house?
That was the end.
Okay. How did you get to your brother's house?
Miss Anderson was fighting and...
No, no. How did you get there physically?
We got kicked out, so I left.
Did you take the subway?
No,
did you take
we
a
took
bus?
The bus, yes.
You took a bus?
Yes.
To get to your brother's house?
Yes.
And to get from your brother's house to Jerry's house?
The bus.
Took the bus?
Yes.
And were you working during this period of time?
I was, yes.
For whom?
I was a full-time cook for Village Inn.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
And how do you get there from your home?
I take the bus.
And what was Miss Anderson doing?
She was trying to look for a job so she could pay me back.
Okay. Tell me, Miss Anderson, how did you total the car?
He had called me and told me to go pick up some things from another store before a job interview. I was pulling out of the neighborhood by his mother's house, and I was hit by a Neon.
You were what?
I was hit by a Dodge Neon.
And?
And after the incident, I had called him and told him what had happened, and he was more relieved that me and the other driver were okay. And he had said, don't worry about it, we'll figure something out. And so we started taking the train and the bus. And when he had been late to work a couple of times because he had missed the bus or something, it was automatically my fault. All this had happened. I was being called names, everything like this. And I was always harassed to pay him back for this car.
Whose fault was the accident?
The accident was my fault, but
okay.
I was told that I did not have to pay him, that we would figure something out.
Just a second. The accident was your fault.
Yes.
So did you hit the Neon or did the Neon hit you?
The Neon hit me. I had pulled out of the neighborhood.
So you went through a stop sign?
It wasn't a stop sign. I was making a right turn from the neighborhood and I was hit.
What kind of car did you have, Mr. Bloom?
I had a 2000 Volkswagen Jetta.
Where did you get it?
I bought it from an ex-girlfriend.
Who?
Melanie Candelaria.
When did you buy it?
I don't know about that, Your Honor.
Well, let's try to figure it out.
Before I met Miss Anderson, so I would say in September 2011.
So right about the same time that you met Miss Anderson?
Yes.
And was this a second car that Miss Candelaria had?
Yes.
How much did you pay her?
I paid about $2,000, almost $2,500.
How much did you pay Miss Candelaria for the car?
$2,000 on the money.
You paid Miss Candelaria $2,000 on the money. Why are you suing her for $3,300?
Just low book is all I was going for. Not going for anything more than what I had proof of paying out for.
What kind of blabbering is that, sir? You paid $2,000 for the car. Mm-hmm. You're the only person in the world who has a Volkswagen Jetta. That car almost doubles in value after a year.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know if you paid Miss Candelaria $2,000 for the car. But you say you paid Miss Candelaria $2,000 for the car on the money, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you say that that's what you paid for the car, then I believe you. Can I see the registration on the car? Anybody have any proof of this damage to the car? Anybody have police report or anything else?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
I have the insurance and the police report.
I'd like to see it. Okay, so your insurance paid out on the accident to the other driver?
Yes, ma'am.
So you did have liability insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay, very good. Anything else you want to tell me?
I had the fair market value. That's
I'm not interested in the fair market value.
That's
not
where
what you paid
I, that's
for.
Where I got my figurings on
right.
for that. Okay.
Well, now you know where you're going to get the
Sorry.
Figure from.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else you want to tell me?
We actually had met in 2009. We were living at my father's house for almost a year.
Really? Did he have the Volkswagen Jetta then?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And it was not in good condition. He had wrecked it when he was still with Melanie.
Like I said, I was unsure of the dates and time, Your Honor. And I made that clear right off the bat. I didn't.
No, you didn't. You said it was right about the same time that you met the defendant that...
And that is not true, that I was not living with her dad for a year. It was only like 3 or 4 months before I was fixing up his house while I was staying there. And we got in a fight because she likes to fight.
I don't care whether she likes to fight or not. I'm trying to get some reasonable information from you, sir.
Right. I was unaware of the time and dates.
Or decade. It's a different decade, 2009 to 2011. That's a whole different decade. We're not even talking about a couple of months here. When did you buy the car from Miss Candelaria is my question to you,
sir.
Okay,
around 2009.
Look, Miss Anderson, you have to pay him something for the loss of his car. He doesn't have a car. The car was lost as a result of your negligence. So you have to pay him something for the loss of his car. The fact that he doesn't know whether he's here or there or in what decade he is not my problem. That happens to be your problem. Not anymore is it your problem, but you owe him something for the car.
During our relationship, I was constantly harassed about it.
I don't care.
And the reason we broke up is he assaulted me.
I don't care. Miss Anderson, I don't care that you were harassed about it.
I was punched in the face, ma'am.
Listen to me. If you tolerated that, that would be your problem.
I didn't tolerate it.
Good, then you left. Then it's much smarter for you. It still doesn't equate to...
We had said that if he did not make me pay for the car, I would not tell the police that he had assaulted me.
Now, did he assault you because of the accident?
Because we were arguing about the accident. We had always argued about money issues.
No.
March of 2012.
Okay, but the accident was in September.
He would never let it go.
So, just a second. So, was what you're telling me, Miss Anderson... You're playing cutesy with me now.
I'm not.
Let me tell you how cutesy that is. So now you are acknowledging that you fought with him constantly about the money to replace the car that you had smashed. So you had an argument with him again in March, which is 6, 7, 8 months later, and he punched you. And you said, I'm calling the police. And this is what you're telling me. He said, if you don't call the police, I'll forget about the car. Is that what you just... Is that the essence?
The police.
Is that the essence of what you just told me?
The essence, yes, but not the truth. Sorry. We were arguing in the neighborhood that night, and somebody in the neighborhood had called the police.
The police were
there.
And we
seen them driving around, and he had said, if you don't tell the police, then...
I didn't say that.
Quiet!
Sorry.
You mean, is that how he forgave the car?
Yes.
If you don't tell the police, then I'll forgive... you the accident.
He has 4 children. I didn't want him to go to prison.
Fix the car. It's your car. Get a job.
He has thrown the title away to the impound yard.
Listen, then buy him a new one. Buy him an old Jetta.
I had offered to. All of the money that I was making, we were spending on other bills that we had had.
He was working.
He was making $10 an hour and bringing home $175 every 2 weeks.
You picked him. Bert, just take a look and see... What year Jetta was this, sir?
2000.
I just want to make sure it's worth at least $2,000. in miserable condition, Bert. If there's a section that there's that says miserable condition, that's what I want.
2050.
2050?
Yep.
2050. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. That's all. Thank you.
Hugs are excused. You may step out.
He assaulted me because
most of this was her doing, you know.
I wasn't working long enough.
Living at the grandparents, sucking whatever they could off of them.
To get him the money to pay back for a car.
Blocking me from Facebook.
I had blocked him as soon as he had assaulted me.
Making it to where I couldn't get a hold of her whatsoever.
Him punching me in the face.
So that she could come back at me and go, well, why didn't you just ask me? I would have paid you.
Almost everything in his statement was incorrect.
Well, I tried to come find you, but you decided to ditch off.
Stay away. Get out while you can.
Backstab, cheat, and run, so.
I'm glad that this is all going to be over, and I'm never going to have to see him again.
Now I don't have to deal with any of this, and I can move on with my life.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Popplewell versus Wright. Step forward.
Melissa Popplewell is suing her ex-boyfriend, 26-year-old James Wright, for a series of loans for personal expenses.
Ms. Popplewell, did you ever live with the defendant?
I just stayed on weekends with him.
Where did you live during the week?
At my parents' house.
So the only place you lived other than your parents' house was with him, is that right?
Before I started staying with him, I had recently got divorced, so that's why I moved back to my parents' house.
You have children?
I have a daughter.
When you went to stay at Mr. Wright's house, did your daughter go with you?
After we had dated for a while, I started taking her.
Did your daughter have her own room on the weekends at Mr. Wright's house?
Yes.
Anybody else there other than you and your daughter and Mr. Wright?
No.
This is what the case is about. You and Mr. Wright started to date. He had been dating a cousin of yours. He and the cousin of yours had a house that was titled in both of their names. When they broke up, Mr. Wright stayed in the house. You started dating, and according to you, Mr. Wright needed some money in order to get his former girlfriend, who was your cousin's name, off the title to the house, something that he wanted to do and something that you wanted him to do when you were there.
Yes, ma'am.
You gave him a total of, according to you, about $3,500. You are no longer a couple. You want the money back. Mr. Wright says that there was never any talk of a loan until after you broke up. It was money that he needed, some for bills and some to refinance the house so that it could be taken out in his name alone. There was, as I said, never a discussion of repayment. And the two amounts of money that you gave him were gifts. That's the defense, right?
I
didn't ask you anything. I asked you if that was right.
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You forgot the rest of your pants that you were coming to court with today, so you might as well stand up.
I'm in California, so.
I want to tell you something. Even in California, would you go to a funeral in that outfit? This is a courthouse. Move over so I don't have to look at him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melissa Popplewell says ex-boyfriend James Wright borrowed money over the course of their relationship and has never paid it back.
When was the first money that you gave him?
In January of 2011, I gave him $2,100.
January of 2011. Where were you when he asked you for the money?
He had asked me for it at his house. We had talked about it. He had a credit card that was due. His former fiancé and him purchased furniture. The bill needed to be paid off with the 0% finance. He didn't have the money to pay it, so he had asked me to borrow it.
Is that what he said to you?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He asked me if he could borrow the money. He told me he would pay it back no matter what happened.
Did he tell you when?
He said after he started to pay off some of his bills, he could be able to pay me back.
So sort of an open-ended repayment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
I disagree.
Well, just tell me what happened. I said, is that what happened? If you said no, then tell me no. That's
no.
Not my recollection. This is my recollection.
No.
Well, then tell me about that.
Well, the thing was, I wasn't really worried about taking the hit on the...
Listen. Credit card, January 2011. You remember, or don't you remember?
Yeah, I do remember the
credit card. Yes, you do remember. Good, then tell me. Not what you weren't worried about. Tell me what the conversation was.
She was worried about me getting hit with the finance.
Don't tell me what she was worried about. That calls for me or you to look inside her brain. I only want you to tell me what you said to her and what she said to you.
Okay,
So you had to start first. Because if you had a credit card that was coming due, unless she was some sort of a swami, she couldn't figure out that unless you told her.
Yeah, I had said something about...
Not something about. Tell me what you said to her.
Okay, yeah, I said that I'm going to get hit with finance charges. I got to pay my credit card, but I had never asked her for the money.
I didn't ask you what you didn't ask her for. I said what the conversation was, not what the conversation wasn't.
Just about,
I said to her, I'm going to get hit with finance charges.
Yes.
And the normal person would say, what are you talking about? And then the other person would say, because I have this credit card, it has zero financing up until a certain point, but now I have to start paying.
Yes.
That's the way a normal conversation goes.
Okay.
Now, do you remember or don't you remember? If you don't remember, say I don't remember.
Yeah, that's how the conversation went. I remember.
Then I'm listening, sir, and I have other things to do today. I want you to trust me on that. So okay. Let's go.
I said that I was going to get hit with finance charges. She asked about what. I said, well, it was a 1 year, no payments, no interest, and that it was coming up, and that's how the conversation
And that's what you said to her?
Yes.
And what did she say to you?
She said, that's not good that you're going to get hit with the interest.
And?
And she says, I can give you the money.
And?
And I says, yeah. You know, I mean, I told her, I says, I'll pay it. I mean, in a matter of time.
Great. This is the time, sir. This is the time.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you want to say about the $2,100?
Any of this money that she had given him was never a loan. It
Sit
was
down.
Always.
Sit down. When you go to law school, show me your degree. When you show me your law school degree, you tell me what it wasn't. Sit.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melissa Popplewell says ex-boyfriend James Wright borrowed money over the course of their relationship and has never paid it back.
Now, what's the next amount of money?
In about July of 2011, I let him borrow $1,500 for a refinance on his house that he never did that time.
Well, why would you give him any more money if he didn't give you back the $2,100?
Because before this was all about, his dad had promised me that he would, no matter what had happened, he would make sure that I was paid back the money that I was owed.
Well, I mean, I could buy the $2,100. I don't buy the $1,500. Because you haven't gotten any money now in 6 months. He hasn't given you a quarter. So you have no reasonable expectation of being paid back. Right?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to let experience be your guide. Move back. You're living with your parents. You're paying minimal rent. You have a child. It all didn't work out the first time around. Second time around, you're supposed to learn from your experience. So you meet a guy, has no responsibility, has no children, nothing but take care of himself, feed himself, you know, groom himself and everything else that he does for himself. Right? And he can't put one foot in front of the other without asking help from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a child, and you have a job, and you have responsibilities, and you have other stuff, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you gave him $2,100 with a promise he'd pay you back. He didn't pay you back the $2,100. Put your hand down. He didn't pay you back the $2,100. So what do? You go throwing good money after bad. You give him another $1,500. That $1,500 is yours. But he just told me that he told you he'd pay you back the $2,100.
No, I never said I'd pay it back.
You want me to play back the tape for you?
Well...
You want me to play back the tape for you? I'd be more than happy to do that, sir. It's exactly what you said to me. Said it may take you time. You remember
she,
now?
Well, she...
You remember now?
She had offered it.
You remember now?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say?
Yeah. Can I stand up?
Are you better? You forgot the rest of your pants that you were coming to court with today. So you might as well stand up.
I'm in California, so...
I want to tell you something. Even in California, would you go to a funeral in that outfit?
Well, you don't go...
This is a courthouse. Move over so I don't have to look at him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what do you want to say about the $2,100?
Any of this money that she had given him was never a loan. It
Sit
was
down.
Always.
Sit down. When you go to law school, show me your degree. When you show me your law school degree, you tell me what it wasn't. Sit.
Oh, okay.
$2,100 is what he owes. It's what he said he owes. He said, I'll pay you back when I can, in time. It may take me time. That's what he said. That's what's on the tape. That's why we record here. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,100. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I have never heard of anybody taking pictures while there's still another tenant there taking showers and brushing their teeth. If you go into somebody's house and take pictures while somebody is there, that's creepy.
Judge Judy.
because of what his father had told me on how
it was all false.
They would make sure I got paid back no matter what happened.
She never borrowed him money. It was a gift.
He's a liar.
There was never any promise to pay back.
It was at his house when he told me that.
It was a gift.
Stay away from him. Don't answer text messages.
She don't like me.
His calls, nothing.
Kind of made some mistakes.
Because a month ago, he was still trying to get back with me.
You know, we're not all perfect, so.
Because I can't do it anymore.